Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Abel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
Hello to everybody. This is Troy Nelson back with you again for another episode of Live on KEXP. Every week we feature exclusive live in-studio performances you're not going to hear anywhere else. On the show this time, it's the eight-headed sea monster, Seattle's own Polyrhythmics. When the world is a whirlwind, don't forget, take the time to let something develop. What do you think? It feels to us like people are leaning towards longer form experiences. Like maybe we're tired of the soundbite, strobe light, algorithm-driven clickbait.
Nerd alert, alert, nerd, nerd alert.
The average length of a podcast has been going up. They used to average around 30 minutes, but according to the Canadian podcast agency, Pacific Content, the average is now 43 minutes and 24 seconds. Online TV means not having to wait until next week for the next episode. And binge watching is the norm. We can watch hours of a show. Blockbuster movies are getting longer and longer, especially since now, with everyone at home, there's no need to turn over the theater and get the next round of butts into the seats. That takes some of the pressure off filmmakers to edit down. And at home, you can just pause it for a trip to the old B room. Hang on a second, though. When you look at pop music, it's exactly the opposite. The average pop song has dropped from around 4 minutes back to 3 minutes and 30 seconds, kind of like the old 3:33 playing time on a Hot 45. Could be streaming is the culprit again. In the case of music, services pay per song play, so you increase your payout by having 20 short songs on your album instead of 10 long ones. We are still hitting play and walking away, but the label, or maybe the artist, doubles their profit. Our heroes this episode are not interested in that shiz. Six of the eight songs on Polyrhythmic's latest record, Man from the Future, clock in over 5 minutes. Their goal, as drummer Grant Schroff told Jazz is for the audience members to be showing obvious signs of stank face once the beat drops. The music dictates everything, running time included. The band described themselves on their website as progressive funk, psychedelic rock, and modern Afrobeat. And the music is all of this, but also not this. There's a flavor thing happening. Look, this music is for the heads. We've always loved that term, heads. It means like 20 things at once and really is one of those English idiomatic uses that defies translation. Like a head is always in headphones. Like the head is the written part of a piece in jazz. Also though, a head is serious about music. It's true some heads might imbibe certain substances to augment the experience, but some are high on life, opposed to that sort of interference in the experience of the music. Either way, the heads know things. They know the musicians' names, album titles, and release dates, and they know where the show is at. They know if it's worth waiting for the third set. They have an opinion on the quality of the sets. Heads also understand that there is something about music that gives away its birthplace. There's a flavor to the funk. This is Northwest Funk, and if you don't know, now you know. Abe Beeson of The New Cool said, "For Man from the Future, Polyrhythmics made a group trip to an isolated location to compose music. 3 days near the Skykomish River in snowy Bering, Washington, resulted in more than an album's worth of music." The heads can tell you that the title, Man from the Future, is a nod to the Tower of Power song, Man from the Past, with special thanks to T.O.P. drummer David Garibaldi.
Out of the past, he came a-walking, and he
walk right back into your life.
We, along with the Heads, are happy to tell you that some of the music that did not make it onto the record is coming out any second now as an EP called Fondue Party. And like fondue, it will make you melt. For this session at KEXP, Polyrhythmics played four songs from Man from the Future, available on Color Red Records out of Denver, Colorado.
On trumpet, Scott Morning. On tenor saxophone and flute, Mr. Art Brown. On trombone, we have Elijah Clark. On percussion, Carl Olson. On the drums and cymbals, Champagne Bubble Bath, a.k.a. Grant Schroff on the drums. Jason Gray on the electric bass. My name is Ben Bloom, I play guitar. And Nathan Spicer at the Hammond, keys, Moog, clavinet, everything.
We are more than excited to present Polyrhythmics right here on Live on KEXP.
Bye.
Just heard Polyrhythmics with the songs Digital Cowboy and The Cut Down.
Live on KXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Polyrhythmics.
Thank you.
And that was our live session with Polyrhythmics. You heard the songs Yeti Set Go and Chilada. We'd like to thank the band for stopping by. Shout out to KNKX 88.5, covering Western Washington with jazz, blues, and NPR news, broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You can find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.